This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I mean, when we look into the happiness of Iceland, it's not possible. It's just not possible.
They're like eight places ahead of us on the happiness scale. We were 14th. I think they're 6th or 7th, whatever. Yeah. And this is a backward country.
I'm amazed by this story.
And they should be taken over before they hurt themselves.
So the naming thing is really fascinating. So, in the United States, Glenn Beck has a daughter, Hannah. It's Hannah Beck. That's not how it works in Iceland at all.
Well, they don't have last names.
They don't don't have last names. They have last names, but the last name is essentially a formation of the parents' first name. So Hannah Beck here would be in Iceland, Hannah Beck daughter. So
no, it'd be Hannah Glendaughter.
Hannah Glendaughter. Sorry, Hannah Glendaughter.
Their first name. Dad's
the
first name.
So Hannah Glendaughter. He could also be the wife's first name potentially, or you could do some of them are both first names, which is a very strange.
Hannah Glenn Tanya daughter.
Right. Well, yeah, kind of. Then you have when you get married, you can't take the other person's name.
Of course not.
That can't happen. That's not legal. And then thirdly, if you want to name you go through this process when your baby's born, you don't name the kid for multiple months. Okay? The tradition is you have to get to know them first name them.
Right. They come into their name.
They come into their name. So they start out for the first few months as boy or girl, which, by the way, is hateful. I don't know if they know
right,
this.
Right off the bat, that's hateful.
Well, you're assigning a gender to them.
Which is not right.
How can you possibly know at 3 months what
you
their gender is? There's no way to know.
No.
So they call them boy or girl for like 3 months or longer. And then when you come up with a name, if it's not on the normal name list, you have to submit the name
Sven.
I think that one's on there.
Sven Wilhelm's son.
You have to send the request to the Icelandic naming committee before being allowed to name your child.
The naming committee.
For example, because it has to fit the Icelandic alphabet. Mm-hmm. And they rejected, for example, Pedro because no Icelandic word ends in O, which, I mean, we're hateful here. We're the hateful. They rejected all Pedros and we're
amazing.
The hatemongers.
Wow.
Incredible.
Maybe that's why they're happy they have no Pedros there.
I would say.
And who's doing the work that all the Icelanders won't do?
I don't know the answer to that.
There is no work the Icelanders won't do.
Yeah, that's see what I mean?
Because the only work is fishing and they do that.
Right. Okay, so now... Now, we are number 14 on the list of happy places, so I went, of course, right to HuffPo to find out the 45 things we can do to be happier instantly.
Oh, good.
Oh, I got a few on that list.
Number 45, look at the bright side.
Right?
Wow.
That's really deep.
Deep.
Right.
I like this one. You want to be happier? Lower your expectations. That's number 44.
I actually fully agree with that one. I'll tell you what. I actually really do agree with it.
Want to be happy? Take a selfie.
Oh, God. I've seen my selfies.
Yeah. No.
That makes me very
sad. Make me happier.
Yeah. Want to be happy? I like this one. Recite a positive mantra, like, the only thing I have to do is follow my bliss.
You made me angry by reciting it.
Skip the small talk and go deep. Think of happy memories. Celebrate little victories. Try to cut back on work. Here's my favorite. Number 32, just try. I mean, really try to be happy.
Wow.
It's really profound.
I never thought of that.
It is.
I'm immediately happier.
Well, I'm instantly happier.
Now,
but
right now.
A little faster than immediately.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.